This is a special day for Talk of the Nation and for public radio station KNPR in Las Vegas, Nevada. KNPR has added Talk of the Nation to its new broadcast schedule, and we thought it would be appropriate to have a joining ceremony of sorts. Of course, since this is a very new relationship between Talk of the Nation and KNPR, we need to get to know a little bit about that radio station and a little bit about its home state in Nevada. Well, one thing you may know is that this radio station, KNPR, used to broadcast, well, the typical mix on a lot of public radio stations, classical music at some parts of the day and jazz and other kinds of music at other parts of the day. We also had news and public affairs at various times of the day, and in some respects, this ended up frustrating both audiences. So what they've decided to do and had the opportunity to do was get a new frequency, and they are going to broadcast largely performance programming of classical music and other kinds of music on one station, and large amounts of news and public affairs on their other station, KNPR. And, well, that, as you might imagine, is where Talk of the Nation is coming up. And we joined KNPR as of Friday, when Talk of the Nation Science Friday on the first day of the, well, I guess it was the last day of the old month. Yes, indeed, it was Halloween when Talk of the Nation made its debut on KNPR. But from now on, Talk of the Nation is going to be a staple of the afternoon. And that's going to be what we're trying to do. And the moment, what we're trying to do is get the program director of KNPR on the phone. And what we're trying to do is tap dance around the fact that there are additional problems in establishing the circuitry between Washington, D.C. and the far-flung province of Nevada. And, of course, and wait a minute, I'm beginning to hear
News 88.9 KNPR.
I'm beginning to hear NPR KNPR there.
I'm just going to keep talking.
And Flo Rogers, can you hear me? That's Flo Rogers, who's you're hearing on the other end of the line. And can she hear me? She can't hear me. Could she pick up the telephone, and can you put my voice on the telephone? Can we handle that remarkable bit of technological wizardry? We're trying to get in touch with Flo Rogers, who's program director for our new station, our new outlet in Las Vegas, KNPR. And we're trying to establish, is she able to hear I'm just looking into the control room. Vince, can she hear me yet? No, I don't think she can hear me yet. Flo Rogers, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there you are, Flo. Well, it's nice to meet you at last. I feel a little bit like somebody's been on a first date and told his partner to meet under the wrong clock at the Grand Central Station.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Anyway, we're about to start a new and important relationship, so tell us a little bit about your station.
Well, Neil, we all come from pretty humble roots here at Nevada Public Radio. For very many years, KNPR lived in a building in the parking lot of Sam's Town Casino here in Las Vegas. But just a few years ago, we moved into a purpose-built facility called the Donald W. Reynolds Broadcast Center. And all along, we were planning to divide into all news and all classical stations. But our application sat at the FCC for 6 long years. Did some negotiating with another applicant. So after 23 years on the air, we got the last remaining frequency in the non-commercial band in Las Vegas. So we think we're quite a catch. And we've also got 10 translator stations that cover 73% of the population of the great state of Nevada.
That's quite a dowry, Flo. But before we go any further in this relationship, I guess it's only fair of me to tell you that, well, Talk of the Nation is involved with the 243 other stations. So ours would have to be a polysonic relationship strictly. You okay with that?
Well, Neil, they don't call us Sin City for nothing. We're pretty open-minded here.
Well, even though this is our first date, we're both the mad impulsive type, so let's just go ahead and make this union official and bring in the music. Ron Dekar will preside over our ceremony. He's known as the king of the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel. And Ron, good of you to join us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We're gathered here today to join this station and this talk show in Radio Matrimony. You, KNPR, promise to faithfully carry and dutifully promote this show through breaking coverage and slow news days. So help you, FCC.
I do.
You, Talk of the Nation, promise to faithfully air callers from Vegas and dutifully pronounce Nevada correctly through fund drives and regular programming. So help you, FCC.
I do.
If anyone here has a reason why these two should not be joined, speak now or forever. Hold your email.
We do.
We do.
Well, then, by the powers vested in me, the Federal Communication Committee, I pronounce you member station and talk show. You may now broadcast Talk of the Nation.
And instead of wedding gifts, the happy couple will request all of you out there to donate to your local member station. And we'd like to thank Elvis, a.k.a. Ron Dekar, and the Viva Las Vegas Chapel for overseeing this blessed event. To learn more about KNPR and the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel, you can go to npr.org. And, of course, our thanks go to Flo as well and all of the folks at KNPR who helped us resolve our technical problems in time for this radio matrimony ceremony to take place. Thanks for listening. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, the happy groom from NPR News. Look out, Vegas.